I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. Glenn Eden is calling in on the line right now. He is the board chair of Choose Chicago, and they released some numbers this week that were very interesting. It shows that tourism is starting to bounce back in Chicago, but at the same time, not to the level that we would hope. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Lisa? Glad
I'm doing
to be
well.
Here.
I'm glad that you're here because I read the stats that you guys came out with about the, you know, the bounce back of tourism in Chicago. But even with the positive numbers, I read that summer hotel occupancy topped out at 51%.
During the weekdays, for sure. But on the weekends, you know, we saw that it did pick up quite a bit, 20 more percent, 71% on an average over the summer weekends. And obviously, with the excitement of Lollapalooza coming back, we saw 85%. So, look, it's been a long, hard road and journey. We haven't seen these types of numbers, even at the 50% level, since we hosted the All-Star game. And so we still, to your point, Lisa, we have a lot of work to do, but it is very, very encouraging to see that our hospitality communities are starting to rebound and in a positive way.
Yeah, because that's good for all of us. You know, it was so devastating to come into the city at times and see nothing here and nothing going on. So whenever I see tourists or they stop me on the street and ask for directions, it actually makes me smile now. I'm like, of course, I'll help. We want you here in Chicago. And so Choose Chicago, you're the board chair. You're not just about, because I go to your website, I go to choosechicago.com just to find out what's going on and check out festivals and that type of thing. But you do more than that.
Absolutely. In addition to our leisure travel and our marketing and selling the city to get people to come here and experience the city, we also are the convention's marketing arm as well, where we are responsible for bringing in all those big groups and McCormick Place and our many hotel properties as well to have these big meetings. So, you know, in addition to bringing some of the most important global business conferences to Chicago, which ultimately, you know, helps us not only market to business and leisure, but we're also about a big economic engine generator for the city that this business delivers for the city. And so it also creates tons of jobs. And, you know, we've seen jobs come back online, 45% increase in the jobs that we have now in the tourism and convention industry as a result, you know, of our efforts. That not only are we marketing and selling the city and celebrating what's important and great about our city to make it attractive more than ever, but we're also a critical part of that economic engine that's driving jobs and development here in Chicago.
In fact, let me give you a little credit here, because Choose Chicago had a Seize Your Summer campaign that generated more than $79 million in hotel revenue. That was between May 1st and August 11th. That is stunning. And then the campaign drove 4.8 million searches for hotels and 500,000 searches for flights. And then the Expedia campaign drove more than 121,000 room nights. That brought in hotel revenue of $44 million. That is something to be proud of. That's amazing.
It is. Thank you, Lisa, and kudos to the team. We obviously have, even despite the devastation, you know, of the pandemic and to our industry and to our staff levels, we have the talent and we have the expertise and we have the insights that we know who comes to Chicago, who wants to come to Chicago. We knew that there would be a lot of pent-up demand, Lisa, of folks over the last, you know, year and a half, you know, not being able to get out and travel, and they miss us. I mean, our neighboring states, we knew it was going to be a big drivable market, but we also knew that there were some folks on the coast, right, and some demographics that want to get into Chicago. And so we have two campaigns, and Seize Your Summer, there's no place, I mean, like Chicago in the summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, as you see that. And so those campaigns did a good job at the storytelling and really getting in the hearts and minds of folks and having them book those flights and hotels to come to Chicago to experience everything that you can't in other cities. And some cities, it takes three or four cities to combine to compete with what we have here.
Right. So if you're in the burbs or you're in Iowa or Wisconsin or Michigan and you want to get into the city for the weekend, you can always go to choosechicago.com. But Glenn, what are some of the things you'd like to highlight that people should partake in this weekend?
Well, absolutely. You know, I am personally going to be hanging out at Chicago in Tune. This is the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events new music festival. It's free and ticketed events throughout the city and Millennium Park. Gospel, jazz is tomorrow, house music on Sunday. All of these are iterations of music that's founded here in Chicago and Pilsen. There's going to be a great celebration of Latin music and culture. Subuelo tomorrow. Me, if you like wine, particularly rosé, there's rosé on the beach at the Shore Club at North Avenue Beach. There's tastings and giveaways. That's going to be on Sunday and Monday. And for some good old burgers, Roscoe Village Burger Fest. Can't miss that. That's going to be happening today and tomorrow. But one thing that I'm really excited about, Lisa, is the grand opening of the Pullman National Visitor Center and State Historic Site Grounds in Pullman this weekend. It is the first national park in Chicago, and we'll have some great luminaries there to open that up. There'll be a lot of activities this weekend there, free live music and food trucks tomorrow and Sunday. But this is a big deal because it is our first and only national park. And also, it's the birthplace of the organized labor union. So, movement.
Yeah, and so it's Taste of Polonia as well, right? And that's the largest and oldest Polish festival in the U.S.?
Yes, it is. That is happening, and really excited about that. You know that we have a large Polish community here in Chicago, and it's going to be some of the best street food. And, you know, and also... you know, some activities for young and old.
All I want is a pierogi. I want a pierogi. That's what's going to bring me to the Taste of Polonia. Glenn, thank you for joining us. It's ChooseChicago.com. We appreciate what you do on behalf of the city.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good day.
Thank you.